Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And it's always fun when we get to welcome someone new to the studio that we haven't met before. And today, that is Maria Nicolay. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. And now, you're from northern Minnesota, right?
Yep, I sure am. I'm up from the Grand Marais area. I technically live in Hovland, but yeah.
Okay. And we'll talk more about that, but I want to let people know that you're performing tonight at Beener Central in Duluth, and that is with Gin Whistle, and looks like the show starts at 7. I think you're going on at 8, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the theory.
Yeah, so 7 to 10 is the show at Beener Central tonight. Well, let's have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about you. What do you want to play first?
Awesome. Sounds good. This song is called Tell Me a Story, and I actually wrote it from a place of kind of struggling with growing up in a small town. There's really good things about growing up in a small town, but this song is not about those things. So this is called Tell Me a Story.
Dirt roads and iPods playing our favorite songs. We'll take the back roads, 'cause it's all we've ever known. The brakes hit the car floor as we've nowhere left to go. Do anything to forget that we can't bear to go home. Give me a reason to leave this all behind. Help me believe that there's something out there left to fight. Oh, tell me a story. Let me slip into your words and fly away. Oh, tell me a story. Get me out of this town and this place. Oh, tell me. Over and over, we rise with the sun. Put our nose to the grindstone. And we work to the bone. So why do we cling to this hell that we call home? Oh, tell me a story. Let me slip into your words finally. Oh, tell me a story. Get me out. Like we have our lives to spare. No one to tell us no, as if we'd even care. The lost will forget their worth, and the ones who've gone away. Someday we're hoping they'll have stories of their own to say. Oh, tell me a story. Let me slip into your words finally. Oh, tell me a story. Get me out of this time and space. Oh,
That is Maria Nicolay live from Studio A. And is that one that was on your album? You have a album that came out a couple years ago?
Yep, that is on my album called Through the Ashes. That song's called Tell Me a Story, but the album title is Through the Ashes. Yeah.
All right. And you said that one's about growing up in a small town, and I think a lot of people can relate to that for sure. But you got out of that small town for a while. You spent some time in Ireland, right?
Yes, I did. I spent I spent quite a few different times there. I spent 6 months the first time, went back for about 2 months, and then spent 2 years there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of become a second home to me, and definitely a lot of my music is influenced by artists, fantastic artists I've met over there.
Were you living in a more urban environment there, or...?
The first time, actually, I was also living in a small town. It actually reminded me so much of Graham Murray. It's called Rostrevor in Northern Ireland. If you ever get a chance to go, it's gorgeous. But then the second time I lived there for 2 years, I was living in Belfast. So, yeah, it was a bit more of an urban atmosphere. But even then, it still has a bit of a small town feel. Like, I could walk down the streets in East Belfast and bump into people I knew and have a nice conversation. So that was kind of lovely and felt a bit like home.
Wonderful. That's great. So tell me about growing up the shore. You did music before you went off to Ireland. Mm-hmm. Tell me how you got into music and what kind of stuff that you did as you were growing up.
Yeah, well, I actually started learning to play music, mostly playing in church with my mom. And then that kind of evolved into a little band that my mom and my brother and I had for a few years. And we still try to revive it every once in a while, but it's called Wild Mountain Time, and it was a traditional Irish band. We threw in some bluegrass just for fun, but mostly it was traditional Irish music, and I played the bowron, which is a drum, and sang some harmonies, and then slowly started to get a bit more confidence and sang lead, and then was in a few different little bands with friends, and then they all stopped, so I decided, well, I want to keep playing, so I'll play solo, and that's kind of how it all began.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So do you have Irish heritage? Is that how you ended up being interested in going to Ireland?
We do. Mm-hmm. It's probably, I mean, it's very, not a huge amount. We're probably mostly German, but we like to celebrate our Irishness the most. So, yeah.
Well, how fun. And I suppose you kind of played at a lot of community things. There's always like fun community things up there in Grand Marais, yeah. That area.
Yeah, there definitely is. And actually, from when I was 15, there was an amazing owner of a restaurant. The restaurant's still there, but different owners have come in, and the new owners are fantastic as well. I've met them. But Maureen O'Phelan kind of gave me my starting shot at the Cascade Pub, and that was a big deal for me at 15 to be able to play in a pub and kind of get my feet under me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started playing in pubs and restaurants around that time, and all the way through, would come back from college and keep playing. And but I was always kind of doing music as a side thing. I would work full-time jobs throughout the summer for tourist season and play some music on the side. But this kind of last season is the first time I've really pursued music as the front focus, basically. And that's been a bit of a challenge, but it's been really exciting, and I'm looking forward to even coming down here. It's the first time I've been this far south.
Wow.
yes, to Duluth to play. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic to kind of pursue that a bit more.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I didn't realize it was your Duluth debut tonight.
It is.
How exciting. So when you were in Ireland, did you bring your guitar or your boron?
Yes.
And how did that go?
I did. I brought my guitar, and actually the first time I was given a friend's guitar, which was unbelievably generous for the time I was there, I got to basically sit in on all the pub sessions that they had every single Tuesday night at the Corner House in Rostrevor. And that was really great as well, to kind of sit down and just jam with people and try to figure out how they were playing and learn from them. And
what kind of tunes were they playing? Was it traditional stuff?
It was some traditional, as well as they would also play things like Country Roads in the pubs, and tons of American, like Wagon Wheel. And of course Galway Girl. Got to throw Galway Girl in there. But they played a pretty good mix of things. But all the instruments. I mean, fiddles and whistles and bowrons going and banjo. So yeah, it was pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what fun! Did you do any solo performing while you were over there?
I didn't. I wasn't really allowed to because of the visa system. It allowed you to work with the job that you join up with. So I was working with a charity for those 2 years, which was unbelievably fantastic. But, excuse me, that was also part of
why I ended up kind of deciding to come back home is I realized I couldn't play music doing that job. So that was something I really missed and kind of longed for. So that was a big part of the decision. But now I'm back here and playing music as much as I can.
And how long have you been back for?
Since January. And then I went back for a short visit in June, and my fiance is there, and he's from there. So I went back to see him, and we got engaged in June, which was pretty fantastic.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping to go back, and we're planning to get married sometime next year, but hoping to go back sometime in January again. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Home for a short while.
Oh, okay. And so then, once you get married, does that make you a citizen? And then you can do any job you want, and you can play music over there?
It is a long road to citizenship, man. It's like, I don't know. It's like, have you ever seen The Lord of the Rings?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the journey to Mordor to get citizenship. I was one step after another, and it just doesn't ever seem to end. But in theory, I'm supposed to be like... I get a marriage visa so I can work and be a normal person.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, I know it's a similar process here where having a green card, getting married and having a green card doesn't guarantee citizenship, and it can take a long time. So I not surprising that it's like that other places as well.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. How great for you, and that you found another place to call home. That's kind of nice to have another.
Yeah, it really is. I love it there and Love my Adam. And he's actually, is he playing a gig tonight? No, he's playing a gig tomorrow night, but he's also a musician.
Do you do jamming? Do you jam together? And
We've done a couple of times. We play in church together quite a bit, mm-hmm. but he's absolutely fantastic. He's a much better musician than I am. But yeah.
So. But you know, that can be that can be a good challenge to play with somebody who's better than you. And I found that in other areas as well, you know, whether it be something athletic or something.
It
pushes you a little bit to keep up.
Absolutely. And even just, I mean, learning from him and other singer-songwriters in the Belfast area, just like the dedication and the time it takes to hone that skill. Because this is the first time I've pursued it as the first thing and not just like a side job or something to do on the weekends. It's like, okay, I want to get serious about this. I want to start practicing songwriting and getting better at it, and that's been really, really wonderful and fun to do and to really hone that skill. But yeah, Adam has definitely been an inspiration for that because he's practicing all the time.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Well, I was going to play this one later, but since we're on this topic, I actually wrote this one for my lovely fiance, who is in Northern Ireland, far, far away, and this is kind of just for our experience of long distance and what that's like.
I woke up this morning to see your face and to hear words you said. And tonight I'm gonna go to sleep without even a trace of your love. It's alright, it's okay. And as the tears fall to the ground, you're worth it, you're worth everything, and I'll fly. Seems far too soon to count the days, but I'm counting anyway. Oh, I never knew I could feel this way. Feel my heart beat, it stutter inside of me. Still I know you're with me. You're here when you're there. And after all this time spent away, You're worth it. You're worth everything. And I know there's gonna be a day when you come back, come to me, and I will fly. It'll be just fine. And I hope you're sleeping wherever you are, flying high. You come back to me when the time comes, and I'll no longer be so alone. 'Cause home is where you are, it's in your face, and in the sound of you breathing next to me. You're worth it. You're worth everything. And I'll fly. Yeah, I will fly. Yeah, I will fly. 'Cause I know you're worth it. You're worth everything.
That is Maria Nicolay live from Studio A, and tune about making it work long distance. And you know, and when it's international, then there's a several hours gap as well, which I imagine makes that even more difficult.
It's true. It's true. Although it's so interesting now with FaceTime, it makes long distance so much easier. Like we still send letters to each other, but it's like 2.5 weeks to take to get the letter there. So
really?
Just,
wow.
Yeah, which is kind of like just thinking about if we had to wait that long to hear from one another, that would be so hard. And so many people made that work, which is incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
And also, I forgot to mention, that song is not on my album, but I did just release kind of my first ever music video on YouTube, and it is that song.
Oh, okay.
So if people want to check it out, they can find that on YouTube.
And you have a website, and is that just marianicolay.com?
Yep.
.com, which is Nick, Nicolay.
Yep. And it's totally not a big deal, but it is pronounced Nicolay.
Nicolay. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So I was wondering about whether that sounds like the relationship has probably come along since you released your album.
Exactly.
So that's probably a new song is what
exactly,
is what I was thinking. So, but let's talk about that album. You put on an album in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like at that time you weren't necessarily pursuing music full time.
Mm-hmm.
So what made you say, you know what, it's time. I want to put out an album. And how did you fit that in if you
had a
lot of other things going on?
That is such a good question because I actually already gone to an education program where I learned how to be a studio engineer. So I had had training in that and wanted to pursue that in some form, but I didn't really know how or when or why. And then I had come back from, that was in Montana, so I came back to Minnesota and was leaving to go to Northern Ireland for 2 years and was like, oh man, I've been playing on the North Shore for years and have kind of started honing my skills as a songwriter amongst my lovely friends and family on the North Shore. And I was like, oh, I should leave them with something before I go off forever in my head. I should try and make something. And I was like, oh, I should totally do an album and really challenge myself to do that before I go. But it was definitely a challenge because I recorded it and engineered it and produced it and mastered it all myself. And I did it in, what was it? I started in November. And I did it in 2 months, maybe 2.5 months, which is so not recommended. I was like stuck in the studio every single day, editing and recording. And it is, it's not just me and my guitar on the album. It's, there's drums and fiddle and all sorts of wonderful instruments that are all played by my incredible family. So it was a lot of work to shove into a really short period of time, but I wanted to release it before I left to go to Northern Ireland, and I did, and I got it done and got all the CDs made, but not in time to do a like concert or anything.
Oh no.
I know. So then I actually came back for my aunt's wedding, and we decided to do a little CD release concert up on the North Shore in the Grammarie Playhouse, and that went really well and it was wonderful. But I never toured it or anything. So this is, again, like I'm still playing a lot of those songs and people are hearing them for the first time because I never really did anything to publicize them or was on social media. So it's kind of they're all getting reintroduced 2 years later.
Oh, that's really funny. Mm-hmm. So did you have your own studio that you set up, or where did you record the album?
It was in my home, and kind of set it all up, and it actually worked out quite well. There's like an angled roof, which I like actually ended up sending the sound waves where I wanted them to go, and sounded good. But yeah, there were definitely some homemade sound booths involved and some interesting things. But yeah, it worked out really well, And it was nice to be able to kind of wake up and just start working because it's in the home, so I don't have to go anywhere.
And what a learning experience since you had just come out of that program.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like just throwing yourself right into the actual work. I bet you learned a ton from that experience.
I really did. And it really cemented so much of what I learned on that course, which it was, I think really helpful because now like I work with... Studio One, I'm going to get really nerdy for a minute, but I work with Studio One, which is like a recording software, and then the standard is Pro Tools. So I had just learned everything on Pro Tools and was able to do all of that, and so I'm pretty efficient in Pro Tools, but I use the cheaper version for stuff now. But
I was
going to
say, Pro Tools is a great program, but very, very expensive.
It's very expensive. But yeah, at the time I had recorded my whole album on Pro Tools and then used some of the editing in Studio One. Most of it was in Pro Tools. So yeah.
Well, wonderful. And is that something that you want to keep pursuing and maybe do for other people?
I would love to. I really would. I think it's hard to make that work up on the North Shore. There's just not a whole lot of business. And there are a couple studios that would do that up on the North Shore. But it didn't really seem practical. And plus, because I was moving so much, you kind of have to build a repertoire and be stationed where you're going to be to do a studio. But yeah, I definitely would love to do that because I just love music. And what's amazing about being an engineer is you get to sit and listen to other people's songs and things that you would never think of in your head, but you listen to it so intimately because you're trying to edit it and make it sound, you know, the way it's supposed to. So yeah, it's just kind of a beautiful experience to just sit and like seep in someone's song on a really deep level.
Well, that's great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here? Oh, we're talking about the other album, so are you thinking about another one? Maybe before you go off to Ireland again? No, probably not that soon. But
probably not. I think I would just like shrivel up into a small ball of introvertness. But actually, I am hoping to do another album sometime in the next year and a half, hopefully. But if, like... some of what I have to do is I have to get to the point where I have enough money to make an album and have enough time and all of that. And I actually have just started a Patreon page, which is basically an online, it's kind of like Kickstarter where you can put money towards an artist or a project. But in this way, it's by a monthly donation. So it's kind of like a monthly tip and like people can do $1, they can do more. But it's just kind of a little step towards hopefully making that album and hopefully getting that going. So if people want to support that project, hopefully someday down the road, they can find me on patreon.com and kind of sign up. And there's cool, like you get behind the scenes stuff through Patreon and I write blog posts for it and things like that. So Yeah.
Great. Well, what do you want to play to wrap things up here?
I think for the closing one, I'll stick with this one because it's one of my favorites. But I'm just going to check. My poor guitar has been in and out of the heat, and it's deciding to make up its own tuning.
And our studio is a kind of a very is very air conditioned. Let's just put it that way. So there's a little bit of a temperature change if your car's been out in the heat for a while.
It's a nice break.
It's nice for the people. Not so great for the guitar.
Exactly. So this song is called Dreamer, and it goes out to all the crazy dreamers out there.
Walking down a lazy road, feels under my skin. Somebody sing a different song when you hear the things I hear. The stories I could tell you. Of a life you've never known. The word is written on my heart, and there's music in my soul. Cause I'm a dreamer, just a crazy dreamer. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, I'll reach for the stars. I'm a dreamer, just a crazy dreamer. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, I'll reach for the stars and I don't look back. Some people try to laugh at me. They try to tell me I'm like I believe in love. Cause I'm a dreamer, just a crazy dreamer. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, I'll reach for the stars. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, just a crazy dreamer. Yeah, I'm a dreamer, I'll reach for the stars and I don't look back.
Oh,
That is Maria Nicolai live from Studio A. Thank you so much, Maria.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
It was great chatting with you. And again, she's playing tonight at Beaner Central in Duluth, along with Gin Whistle. And that show starts at 7. 7 to 10 is when it's billed for. And you think you're going on around 8. So if you liked what you heard, you might want to head down to Beaner's tonight. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Morgan Kohler, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.